For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears there's some evidence against President Trump's optimistic assessment of U.S. relations with North Korea after his recent summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The North is now accusing the U.S. of what it calls gangster-like demands on its nuclear program. The comments came after high-level talks between North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. An unnamed foreign ministry spokesman lashed out at the U.S. and called the meetings regrettable. During the June summit, the president was confident that North Korea would begin denuclearization right away.
We signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
North Korea says our expectations and hopes were so naive that it could be called foolish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
With the number of deadlines set by a federal judge to reunite immigrant families with their children, the Trump administration is now asking for more time. A Tuesday deadline for reuniting the families with detained children that are age 5 or younger is a problem. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to make sure all parents are in regular contact with their kids. Parents and lawyers representing them say some children have had at least one phone call, and others are still not allowed to talk to them. The U.S. Embassy has warned Americans in Haiti to shelter in place as protests continue in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Protesters have been demonstrating this week against a sharp rise in fuel prices that were ordered by the government. About 120 American and 100 Haitian guests are stuck in a Port-au-Prince hotel after demonstrators tried to set the building on fire and penetrate the security to enter it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
President Trump is narrowing down his choices for the Supreme Court nominee. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month?
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Western heat wave is bringing new wildfires. Near the California-Oregon border, another fire has people evacuated. KOBI-TV's Elizabeth Ruiz.
In just 24 hours, the Klamath on fire has burned well beyond 8,000 acres. 400 people have been evacuated from Klamathon to Hilt, and more than a dozen structures have been lost. In one Hornbrook neighborhood, almost an entire street was burned down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.